The most popular names for baby boys these days begin with Liam, and the top three are rounded out by Noah and Oliver. Not as many boys are dubbed Robert at birth these days. That's okay. A festival coming to the Rogue Valley City of Talent next week lets everyone go by the shortened version of Robert. Bob Day is a revival of a festival that first came to Talent 30 years ago and stopped after a brief run. Why is Bob Day back, and what does it include? Let's get some answers. Darby Ayres Flood is the mayor of the City of Talent, here to talk about Bob Day and other happenings in her town. Mayor Ayres Flood, welcome back to The Exchange.
Well, thank you for having me, Jeffrey. It's always fun to be on your show.
I have to admit to living in Talent for more than 30 years now, and in preparing for the chat, I learned a lot about Bob Day that I never knew. For one thing, it's been gone for nearly 30 years.
Yeah, it started in 1995 and went for about 3 years, and then they didn't pick it up after that. And the Talent Historical Society recently decided, let's resurrect. It sounds like a really good time. And you know, I got to say, when I first moved to the Rogue Valley, one of the first festivals I came to in Talent, one of the first times I visited Talent, was to bring my own father, Robert Flood, to the Bob Day Festival, and he felt very honored by that really fun event.
What did you say to him? Dad, look, they put this on just for you.
That's exactly right. He had was visiting in from another state, and I said, Dad, look, there's a whole festival just for you. Let's go have a good time. And he did have a good time. It was really a lot of fun, and they really did focus on featuring lots of good, fun Bob activities, as the Historical Society will do again.
So it's not, you know, I imagine people are still scratching their heads going, so what's this thing with Bobs? How did it start? What was the original concept?
You know, I asked about that, and I don't have an answer for that yet. But I just know that it was kind of a lark. That's my understanding. And they just thought they'd give it a try, and it took off in the first year, and they just kept it up, and it's been a lot of fun ever since. Well, right. Since those days.
Since those days, yeah. So basically, there were 3 years of Bob Days, and then nothing since.
That's right. So some of the legacy members of the Historical Society remember the great fun that it was, and had the capacity to start it up. And, you know, Talent is looking for ways to create interest and show the region that we're still, recovering. We're still here. We're still a lot of fun. And Bob Day is the Historical Society's way of doing just that.
Well, you went there. Let's continue down that line then, because Talent certainly has had some challenges. As I know, the fire came within 700 feet of my house, and lots of other people were not nearly that lucky. Talent and Phoenix lost between them, 2,500 different dwellings?
That's right. Closer to 2,600, as I understand. And,
And this is the Almeda fire from 2020. I'm leaving out a couple of details here, yeah.
Exactly. And, one of the things that happened two things happened after the Almeda fire that I think really important and really lead into why these kinds of events are so important. One of them was we had visitors from Paradise who said, you're in a 10-year recovery. Just know that out the gate. I remember hearing that thinking, oh, that can't be true, but it is true. And we're, 5 years later, we're still working on economic revitalization. And I definitely see at this point that it's still another 5 years. So in the meantime, Southern Oregon University did a study of the local businesses and asked them, what do you need in order to survive through this difficult time? And they said foot traffic, spending in our establishments, and then, of course, grants and other cash infusions to keep their businesses going. And but what didn't burn was our cute little downtown, and that's still intact, including the old town hall, the mm-hmm. Historical Society, and some really great establishments in downtown. So we just got to work, and we've been working ever since that study, just holding events and showing the region that we're still having a good time here in Talent and giving people lots of reasons to come and visit us.
Darby Ayres Flood is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the mayor of Talent. We're talking about Talent's process of rebuilding after the Almeda fire from 2020 and the long process that represents, and things to do to bring people into town, to let them know that Talent is a fun place. Bob Day coming to Talent on Saturday, July 19th. Questions, comments, welcome on the Exchange. send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. So let's come back to Bob Day. It did end after 3 years. What happened?
The Historical Society probably had a lull in their capacity. That's what I understand. And they just were not able to continue the event. But we are fully staffed with volunteers at this time. And again, looking for ways to just have a good time and talent. And I just would love to tell you what's on the agenda for the day.
Please.
We're going to have a barbecue. there will be a council of Bobs for you to ask your most important questions. There's going to be life-sized cutouts for you to photograph with. There'll be Bob Rossi, Bob Dylan, and our own local Rogue Valley hero, Bob the Llama. I don't know if you know, remember, Jeff, but as you travel north to Grants Pass, you'll see that black llama out in the field.
The llama that so many people thought was dead for a while.
That's right. And his name is Bob. So we'll have a life-size cutout for your photograph pleasure. And then a really fun feature will be a Bob Peaks roadshow. So bring your mystery items or your valuable antiques and have Bob Russell from Eagle Point, a former mayor of Eagle Point, who also owns an antique store and was the former owner of the Butte Creek Mill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so he's an expert, and he's going to be identifying and valuing your mystery items. Bob Russell for the day. Mm-hmm. And then also we'll have some Bob history in the museum, and then for family fun, there's going to be a lot of Bob games. So come on to Talent and get your Bob on. It's going to be a fun, fun day.
For the people who are still scratching their heads going, but I'm not named Bob. Can I go? I mean, give them the sell point.
Well, bring your Bob. There's Bobs in almost every family if you look far and wide enough, sometimes close, sometimes far out. But we encourage you to grab your Bob and come on down. And if you want to, you can call yourself Bob. We're accepting Bob for the day. And don't let your name stop you from coming down and having a great, great time on Bob Day. I think you'll get a real kick out of it. I know I certainly did.
Well, I did know. I vaguely remember from 30 years ago that everybody was walking around with their name tags, you know, like Jeffrey Bob Riley, that sort of thing. You know,
that's right. That's right.
So it's a bit of
it's really a fun day.
It is, and it's a kind of a great sense of silliness. But it got big, right? I mean, that was part of the thing that was its undoing. It just so many people wanted to come. It was getting national news.
Yeah, I remember the whole area that they threw it off was just crowded, and everybody was having a good time and laughing. It was just really an enjoyable and pleasurable family event.
All right, Bob Day comes to Talent on Saturday, July 19th. We're talking to Darby Ayres-Flood, the mayor of Talent, about the event. And if you have questions or comments, you got a few minutes to get them in to jx@jeffnet.org. So Talent, let's talk about some of the other things. You were talking about creating foot traffic for the people in the downtown area, which you mentioned that the downtown area did survive. A couple of parts of it did get scorched, though. The Amalgam Garage, for example, got gutted, but the concrete walls remain. That's now been rebuilt as an art gallery. We had the folks on, I think, last year to talk about that. There was some scorching in downtown that came very close to taking out the Camelot Theater, for example, and some of the other buildings, but just sort of a little finger of fire that came into downtown and left the rest of it alone.
Right. And, you know, much of the area, so it did come right up to the edge of downtown and burn kind of like one side of the street. And Malmgren Garage was one such place. There was a couple of shops that burned out. And then, of course, that pizza place that was just about to open, they had just installed a pizza oven. So the pizza oven still stands in the middle of our town. It's kind of
in a vacant lot. Yeah.
Yeah. It's become a little bit of a landmark. It's kind of charming. But the Malmgren Garage is a great example of, you know, a community getting together and realizing that we have to kind of lock arms and work together to revitalize our town. So, when Bonnie Morgan rebuilt her building, after the fire, she she occupied it with the Talent Art Gallery, and now they do every fourth Friday an art gallery showing, and it's always well attended. It's a lot of fun. They always do some kind of special celebration, and in addition to that, there is now quarterly on the fourth Friday an all around town art walk. So what that includes, and the next quarterly one will be this July. So the fourth Friday of July is going to be not just the Talent Art Gallery show, but also the all around town art walk. So businesses all over town host an artist and open their business up as an art gallery for the night. And it's just a lot of fun. It happens between 5 and 8. Come on downtown. The restaurants are all open. There are good beverages to have. And then you can just walk from business to business and not only get to know our local business owners and have a good time, but also get to meet with our local artists as well who are displaying their art in all of these different businesses. So we've done that now 3 times. This will be our third event this year, and it's been hugely successful. We've gotten a tremendous amount of foot traffic, and people are coming and spending in our community. So again, that is just such an example of community coming together and working together for revitalization. It's really heartwarming.
And if folks are scrambling for a calendar, as I did, the fourth Friday in July is the 25th, so that'll actually be the Friday after Bob Day.
That's right.
On 19th. So, you haven't talked yet about the talent show, the recent, it was Talent's version of Porch Fest. It helps to have the name Talent, do you notice?
Yeah, exactly. These are opportunities for showcasing our talent in talent. You see what I did there, Jeff?
Yeah, I do. I do see it.
All right. So, we just had a really successful event in our community called the Talent Show Music Festival. It was the first of what will be an annual event. It is a free event where volunteer musicians set up at any one of 7 stages around our community, and there are 5 to 6 shows at each stage throughout the day. So everybody plays for about 30 minutes to 45 minutes. And for the rest of us who just love music and want to see our friends and local musicians play all day, you just choose your own adventure and walk around town and pick the people you want to see. And it's an all-day event. And it was hugely successful, again, bringing people into our downtown for a lot of fun, good food, great beverages, visiting our shops and enjoying music all day. It was a huge success. And yeah, my hat's off to Anna Byers, a resident in our community who is also was former executive director of Rogue World Music, and just bringing her, her skills in that regard to our community. And this was, just a gift that she provided for talent. And looking forward to, the next, the next year and the year after that. It was just so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, it was free. You didn't have to pay anything to get into the venues. We were sitting right out on the street watching Jack Latvala's band play at his real estate office across from Town Hall. It was a good time.
And Julia Funk and one of my favorites is the Swallowtails. It's just a sweet little family that live here in Talent, mm-hmm. and the dad and the daughter.
So getting out of time here, but Bob Day then coming on July 19th in downtown Talent. What time do the festivities start?
That's a 10 to 3 p.m. event, and we're excited. Come on down and spend hours. There's going to be lots to do, and we're looking forward to it.
Darby Ayers Flood, the mayor of Talent, thanks for joining us once again on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Always good to talk to you.